We're talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah, so obviously we have to define in halakha who's called an ani, that the mitzvah of tzedakah, you give the mitzvah to give tzedakah to an ani. What's the definition of an ani? So there are really two areas which we're going to look at. One is where a person is coming with a specific need, and what a valid specific need that you're supposed to respond to. And I think most situations where getting a fellow coming to America raising funds is usually coming for a specific need, etc. And that's been verified. So that's one area of halacha we have to look at. But the starting point is, we'll call him the generic ani, a person which halacha says that, you know, you walk by, give the fellow, you're not checking, you're not looking into. The fellow's an ani, he needs money. So what is the definition of an ani in halacha? So besides the Gemara actually defines an ani that the person does not have 200 zuz. The significance of 200 zuz was that was the amount of money that a person would need to live for a year, for food and clothing, shelter, etc. His needs, one person's needs for a year was 200 zuz. So if it's a family, it would be more than one person, so it would be, you know, depending on the amount of people in the family, it would increase according to that amount. But the individual person would have enough to live for a year. So a person has enough to live for a year, he's not considered an ani. A person has less than that, and the more says that if he has the money, but he cannot invest it, it cannot be invested, can't do business with it, can't do something with it, so that's all he has, he's going to finish it off within a year, he's an ani. A person has money which he can invest, it's available for investing, he's making money, putting in and out, buying and selling, etc. So obviously he needs less than 200 zuz to be able to live. So more says the share for that, and more says there's 50 zuz. A person has 50 zuz, which he can be buying and selling, he'll be able to have enough to live over the year. Translating this halacha into our terms, a person has a job which has a steady income, so he has his needs for the year. He doesn't have the money in his pocket, but he has his needs for the year. So at this point in time, this person is not considered an ani. Obviously, if he has a job which does not meet his needs for the year, it's not bringing enough money to have the needs for the family for the year. So that's not the family has the status of an ani, and they're allowed to take tzedakah. Certainly, the person does not have a job, but he has money investments and money coming in, so then you would have the same halacha. A person doesn't have the money, the lump sum in his pocket right now, but he has income which is coming in, which would address his needs for the year. So that's how we define the definition of an ani, is a person who is being able to address the basic needs that a person needs. That basically covers the first area of halacha. Again, that's not so. We are dealing with the most part. You know, let's say you have a local family which they're not meeting their needs, so that's a din of an ani. You're giving to that. There's no specific need. We're coming to dress, marrying somebody off, etc. We're talking about the ongoing needs. We have a mitzvah to take care of their ongoing needs because they're not meeting their ongoing needs. So that's the first area of ani and halacha. That's when we'll talk about the other areas tomorrow. Have a good morning. Oh, there is a raffle this morning at breakfast for the Chesed program.